coming up, Star Wars Rogue Squadron is a go. Plus, also going to be talking about a major update for Disney Plus in India. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start talking off about Star Wars Rogue Squadron. So this was a brand new film that was going to be directed by Patty Jenkins. And this got announced back at the Investors Day in 2020. There was a nice little kind of video that was released with her kind of getting out of an X-Wing and walking along and in like an X-Wing like pilot suit. And well, that was 3+ years ago, and it's not even started filming. It was actually supposed to come out last Christmas, didn't come out. Obviously, they didn't do any more filming than that advert. But since then, it looks like it might be going ahead again, because at the time, the film kind of got put back on hold because obviously we're in the middle of the pandemic, things weren't filming, so there was that. She was going to be making Cleopatra. She was also going to be making Wonder Woman 3. However, she came off the Cleopatra project. The whole DC universe kind of collapsed and it's been rebuilt. And now James Gunn is getting ready to kind of reboot it with his new Superman film. And yeah, so she was off that project. But apparently it's still in active development because Patty Jenkins confirmed on the TMC Max podcast Talking Pictures that she's actually signed an agreement. She said, "So when I left Star Wars to do Wonder Woman 3, I thought maybe I would come back to Star Wars after Wonder Woman 3. So we did a deal for that to happen, started a deal, but then I thought I was doing Wonder Woman. Well, that went away. Lucasfilm and I were like, okay, we're going to finish this deal. We finished the deal right as the strike was happening. So now I owe a draft of Star Wars. And so we will see what happens, you know, like, who knows? It's hard. They have a hard job in front of them of what's the first movie they're going to do. They have other directors who have been working. But I am, you know, I'm back on Rogue Squadron and we'll see what happens. We need to develop, you know, get to it in both ways when we're super happy with it." Now, I did find her comment there will be a little bit loose. I mean, the fact that she has been kind of on this project for over 3 years and the script is still kind of coming together, you know, it's like you'd hope at some point something would happen, but obviously there's been, she's been working on other projects, etc., and the strikes. Hopefully we do get to see this one. It's interesting that it has come back together and she is back on working on it, and I hope that it does happen. But also with this kind of project as well, we've got lots of other Star Wars things going on. So we know that Disney is going to be filming Grogu and the Mandalorian. That's going to be happening later this year. We've also got a new film with Daisy Ridley returning as Rey Skywalker. We know that's going to be filming this year. There's also some other films that are in development, one involving Dave Filoni and his kind of Mandalorian verse. But he's also working on a second season of Ahsoka. There's some other sort of directors working on a number of different films. Whether or not any of these happen, because at the minute, Disney like putting out the announcements of these Star Wars films, but we don't actually seem to be getting any of them. They've obviously got some more Disney Plus series to come as well. So we've got The Acolyte, Skeleton Crew, plus the second season of Andor. And I think with Ahsoka, that will probably see us through for the next few years. They are drastically cutting back on how many series. We're not going to be getting 3 series a year anymore. They want to kind of stretch out the franchise and kind of give it a little bit more room to breathe. So they're going back a little bit more to focusing on films. So hopefully Rogue Squadron comes out, but I mean, even if, I mean, it's got to be years away, absolute years away. It also shows why Disney keeps making this mistake of announcing things way too early. And I mean, on one hand, it's like get the announcement out and so it stops then the trade coming out and then it kind of, you know, the rumblings and the rumors and stuff. But, you know, if you go out there and you put out an announcement with a title and you even put out like a little like teaser of like you're doing this, fans are going to expect it. And also you've got to start delivering because you keep announcing these films and you're not getting them. And we've seen it with Marvel. I think like the Investor Day, it still feels like we are still suffering from the events of them having to be forced into announcing projects that they weren't ready for. There was loads of stuff there that still hasn't come out all these years later. And yeah, I think Disney definitely had to pull back how quickly and how much in advance they announced stuff. But yeah, so good to hear that Rogue Squadron is happening again. Like I say, it could be years away, whether or not it actually ever happens. Who knows? But obviously she's been working on it for a while because, I mean, the strikes ended back sort of like November time. So hopefully she's had time to put together a script. You know, don't want to be rushed, but maybe 3.5 years is enough time to put together a script. But nevertheless, let us know what you think of this in the comments below. Moving on from there, last night in Hollywood, California at the El Capitan Theater, and there was a big screening event for the first 3 episodes of the new X-Men 97 series, which comes to Disney Plus next Wednesday on the 20th. So yeah, lots of fans there. You had all the executive producers, except for one. You've also had all the cast and stuff there, and you know, lots of great reactions seem to be coming out from it. A lot of people loving it, and they're kind of feeling like a proper continuation of that 90s series, and just kind of, yeah, just back, picking right up where it left off, the animation style. Haven't really heard anything bad about it, but obviously we will find out next week. I'm going to have to wait till you guys haven't seen it yet. Hopefully we get to see it soon. But yeah, so it's nice to see sort of Disney kind of revving up for the release of this one next week. But let us know you're excited about the X-Men series. Let us know in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's now talk about Disney in India, because last month it was revealed that Disney went into a new agreement with Reliance and Viacom 18, where they were going to see Viacom 18 and Star India merge together, and Disney was going to have about 36% of the company. And this was a way of Disney kind of still being involved in India and still being active participant, but taking a massive step back, letting Reliance and Viacom take over the sort of leadership and running the place, where we're probably going to see Disney Plus Hotstar and Jalo Cinema come together and create some super streaming service to really be able to kind of just dominate in that area. Obviously, it's going to go through legislation and stuff, but a little bit of a sort of a news on that is Paramount owned about a 13% stake of Viacom 18. They have announced last night that they're actually selling that to Reliance, so they're going to be upping how much they own of this new Star India division. Yeah, so they already, it's kind of a little bit complicated. They own a certain percentage of New Star India. They're going to be investing billions into it. They also own a majority stake in Viacom 18. So they've just generally just increased their stock of how much they own in this new corporation. They're really going all in. Whether or not this is best for consumers in India, we're going to have to wait and see. But the good news is Paramount is still going to be licensing its content to this supergroup. Star India, so that's still be going in there. Disney's also agreed to be putting their content in there. So what's happening with Disney Plus Hotstar in the long run? Don't know. I'm expecting probably within a year or so we'll get proper confirmation once it's all kind of gone through. But yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Disney Plus just becomes a hub within this new streaming service. And we're already seeing Disney kind of pulling away from including the India numbers in its stats, kind of massaging the numbers and stuff so it doesn't look quite so big when they lose all those subscribers. But yeah, big changes happening in India now. Paramount is getting out, but they need the money. I mean, they're really struggling. They're basically selling off anything. They're selling off assets, selling off company bits. They got a big NFL bill to pay, and there's lots of sort of people circling around Paramount trying to pick it up. Disney are in a no fit state to kind of do anything with that right now, and I don't think legislation would allow for that to go through, and they're not in a good position to do this. But offsetting some of the costs from India, you can see they're still going to be involved, but taking a step back. But yeah, big news happening obviously there. How this affects internationally, we don't know. I'm guessing at some point we're going to see the sort of the removal of the Star brand internationally as this new Disney Star kind of Star India brand kind of takes over and stuff. But that's my personal thing. But this could be a year or so away. But I also think it ties in quite nicely with the Hulu thing. If maybe they rebrand Star Hub like here in Disney Plus here in the UK, they can kind of, that's my guess. But this could be years away. But let us know what you think about all of this in the comments below. In our comment of the day, which comes from Broken Bridge about yesterday's story about Grey's Anatomy potentially being renewed for a 21st season, it says any series that makes it to season 7 has to be awesome. To make it, you know, to 3 or 4 is a success. 10 or above is legendary. That's how I look at it. And I think you definitely have to look at that. I mean, how many shows nowadays get past season 2 or even season 3? Not all of them. Netflix and all these different streamers are constantly looking for the next big thing, and they will just drop stuff. I'm hoping with most of these streamers now, they start realizing that maybe longevity is good for some shows and you need to keep kind of investing in them. But anything like Grey's, where it's just keep pulling in audiences and it's still really popular, you know, that's why they're bringing back Suits, it's why shows like NCIS, etc. These shows are just juggernauts, and in some ways they're so big that they just keep becoming bigger and bigger. It's not as if Grey's Anatomy is losing viewers. I mean, it's probably lost viewers from when it first came out, but it's still constantly in the top 10 trending shows, so it kind of shows why you want to be involved in it. But definitely agree. You know, I think, you know, 3 or 4 seasons, that's a success. There's no point, you know, that's a really good. 7 seasons, really, really good. Yeah, but when you're hitting like 10 to 15, 20 plus seasons, you're in like, it is, I would say, legendary. But on that note, guys, let us know what you think of all this in the comments below. And also take a look later today. That new Taylor Swift concert is going to be dropping onto Disney Plus tonight. So I'm sure lots of people are going to be getting ready for that one. But on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.